Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's me or him, and Nicole came out this weekend ahead of me ahead by 5 points. And so I think your choice is, do you want to quit her or do you want to fight her? Somebody, all these cases we talked about, who's taken on the Biden administration on illegal immigration, on vaccine mandates, on masking in schools, been unafraid to get into these important fights and go and win. And that's the mentality and the spirit I'm going to take the United States Senate, because our country's on the line. I think that next decade is going to be the most consequential decade since the Civil War in this country, because there's a lot of questions that we're going to have to answer that we've never really actually been asked before.
Eric Schmidt there, obviously Attorney General, Senate candidate, bragging about taking the lead in a new Remington poll that came out, that was released by the Missouri Scout, I believe, yesterday. The Greitens campaign claims that it's a biased poll and it's not reflective of the numbers they're seeing, but it's the first significant lead I've seen for Schmidt in one of these polls. Let me get to John Lamping, former Missouri senator, get his take on the whole thing. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good. Great to have you on here again. Great to be back in the chair. So much to talk about. And we still don't have a Donald Trump endorsement in this race.
No, pretty amazing. We're a month from Tuesday is election day. But, you know, his endorsements, obviously, in Illinois came very late. He endorsed over the weekend. But I think just overnight he endorsed a U.S. Senate candidate, Blake Masters, in Arizona. So you would think somewhere between now and, next Tuesday, I don't think he endorses on 4th of July. He would make his endorsement. To not make an endorsement in this race is still a distinct possibility.
How do you feel about the results of this Remington poll? Because the Greitens folks are on the record as saying that it's biased. It's a subsidiary of Axiom Strategies, and which they claim is representing Eric Schmidt, and that's why he looks so good in this poll.
Well, I think there's really not a whole lot of new news here. Axiom Strategies, for your listeners, Jeff Rowe is the campaign manager for Eric Schmidt's campaign, and Axiom Strategies is his company. So this is a Jeff Rowe-owned poll.
Right.
But it tells us the same thing that we've known all along, that there's three people that are within the margin of error. I actually think that Remington had Eric Schmidt in the lead 3 or 4 months ago. And so I think the only news in this poll is not new news, and it's that we've got three candidates that are all lumped together, and none of whom can break away from each other.
What do you think the impact is going to be of the Roe being overturned? I've argued that this is not going to have the impact Democrats think it will. I don't deny that they're going to try to ramp up protests, are going to encourage people taking to the streets and all of that to make it seem like a bigger deal than it is. But at the end of the day, the only way we'll know if this is going to have the impact that they think it is in statewide elections, correct? Because they need to overturn state legislatures to get rid of trigger laws and things like that.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. There's not enough time left in this election cycle for Roe to really change the landscape. The Roe decision will be more significant as we go forward beyond this election cycle into all the rest of the election cycles. Because up till now, the abortion industry are huge contributors primarily to the federal office holders. And if, in fact, this fight now goes to the state level, that money will shift and go to the states. Places like Missouri, where, we have trigger laws and we're essentially without abortion right now, you can fully expect that there will be a ballot initiative in the not-too-distant future specific to this issue. And so the fight's going to take place at the state level, and in places it can be won legislatively by the pro-abortion group, it'll be done legislatively. And in places like Missouri where it can't be, it'll be by a ballot initiative. And then our stupid ballot initiative process where you can change our Constitution with a simple majority will come back to haunt us once again.
Amen. And I've brought that up before the legislative session was over. I'm like, why can't you fix this? Well, they kept referring, and I say they, Dave Schatz, who I talked to, and others, they were looking at polling that said the majority of Americans weren't that concerned about the initiative petition current requirement and didn't think the threshold needed to be raised. Well, I'm sorry. You ought to see this train coming down the tracks, that if Roe gets overturned, they're going to spend millions of dollars on slickly produced campaign ads to try to get this ensconced in the Missouri Constitution.
Yeah, the sad reality is, and I know we've talked about this before, is that ballot initiatives are the highest margin, most profitable business to political consultants. Political consultants can make a certain amount of money running campaigns, but it's the initiatives where tens of millions of dollars can go into an issue, and the profit margins could be 20 or 30%. So to the extent that the political consultants control the legislature, that's a big reason why we don't have a change to that threshold of 50%. I will tell you, though, that I think that, you know, back in around Christmas time, I suggested to you that I think Schmidt would win this race even without the endorsement. And the reason for that then was that his campaign would be very well organized, and they would have a really sound political arc, and then he would have the resources to prosecute his case.
Right.
And I think you saw that in action last week. So as soon as Roe happened, then Eric Schmidt's campaign came out. Well, first of all, as Attorney General, he announced that we have trigger laws, and then his campaign leveraged that announcement. Now, I will tell you, Eric Schmidt was in the General Assembly for 8 years, and in 8 years, Eric Schmidt never sponsored pro-life legislation. So he voted the right way, but he never took the lead on that. And in the 4 years that I was there, he never spoke about pro-life legislation on the floor, in the press. But still, see, this is where his organized campaign, it makes it look as if Eric Schmidt's the one who, by announcing the trigger laws, that he's the one who actually got rid of abortion in the state of Missouri. So that's just an example. His campaign is so well organized. Now, I will tell you that, you know, we're up against this Trump endorsement or not. And you know, the Schmidt campaign, don't be surprised if at the 11th hour that Trump comes in for him. I know for a fact that Trump is being bombarded by very large donors. The donors to Schmidt's campaign are down making their case for him. And again, for Schmidt, I think if there's no endorsement, I think he has the advantage because of his campaign. And obviously, if he's endorsed, then it'll be over. I mean, he'll win this race if he gets the endorsement of Trump. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for having a very well-structured, very well-funded political campaign. I think in a lot of ways, it's probably his race to lose right now.
All right, John, I tell you, man, that's a bold prediction. He thinks there's going to be a Trump endorsement sometime in the next week. If indeed that happens, we'll get you back on here and let you toot your own horn. How about that?
Sounds great, Mark.
All right, thank you.
Good to have you back. Enjoy your week.
I appreciate you, John. Former Missouri Senator John Lamping there, expecting a Trump endorsement soon in the Missouri Senate race. Should be interesting. Hey, by the way, we got in other news coming up with the Scott Jagow next. Then Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. She's one of the Senate candidates. She's going to join us this morning at 7:15, and it is 2A Tuesday. Do we have anything to talk about today? Oh, yeah, by the way, California and some of these left-wing states have already started changing their concealed carry laws because of that Supreme Court decision last week. We'll kick it around with Cam Edwards coming up at about 7:37.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.